The next place we, of course, start attaching too much to money is our personal value and our personal worth. So people get net worth confused with personal worth. Many times we were taught as kids, or we saw it in some relationship, that people weren't worthy unless they had money. So maybe you watched poor people being treated inadequately because they didn't have money. Maybe you felt that way in your neighborhood or in your school. The point is, if you don't feel worthy unless you have money, if that's an equation for you, it's a tappable issue because it means your vibration around financial abundance is really complex rather than money is money, money has an energy, and your personal worth has nothing to do with it. So these sentences might ring true to you. I don't feel worthy without money. Does that feel true to you? They don't think I'm worthy because I'm not rich enough. My family didn't value anyone unless they had money. And that's very common, that people, you know, look up to people with money in a way that's inappropriate, frankly. It has nothing to do with their values. But you may have witnessed someone treating people with money in a way that's too nice compared to people who deserve to be treated well who didn't have enough money. So how about we tap on this statement, I don't feel worthy because I don't have enough money. See, what does that feel like? Does that feel true? I don't feel valued, or I don't feel valuable because I don't have enough money. So here what we're putting on money is we're attaching personal value and worth to a cash value. And you can see why that would confuse you, get in the way, cause financial complexity, and really muddy the water. So let's try tapping on that. Even though I don't feel worthy or valuable because I don't have enough money, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I don't feel valuable or worthy because I'm not rich, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I don't feel valuable because I don't have enough money, I accept who I am and how I feel. Go to the eyebrow point. I don't feel worthy without money. Side of the eye. I don't feel valuable without money. Under the eye. I don't feel worthy without money. Under the nose. I don't feel valuable because I don't have enough. Chin. I devalue myself when I don't have enough money. Collarbone. I don't feel valuable because I don't have enough money. Under the arm. I devalue myself and it's very sad. Top of the head. I don't feel worthy unless I have money. Take a deep breath. And measure that. How does that feel now, that statement, I don't feel valuable or worthy without money? What we want to do is disconnect the personal value and the worth so that you feel completely valuable based on self-esteem, based on your commitments, based on your integrity and behavior and thoughts and feelings, rather than what's in your bank account. Because that is a slippery slope, and if that is your vibration around money, you'll get very confused and you'll have a mixed energy around money. Let's do one more on that topic. Karate chop point. Even though I don't think I'm worthy because I'm not rich enough, and I learned that from my family, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. even though I don't think I'm worthy because I'm not rich enough. I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I don't think I'm worthy because I'm not rich enough. I accept that I am worthy, with or without money. Eyebrow, I don't think I'm worthy because I'm not rich. Side of the eye, I devalue myself because I don't have enough money. Under the eye, I don't feel worthy because I'm not rich enough. Under the nose, my family didn't value anyone unless they had money. Chin, so I feel devalued without money. Collarbone, no wonder it gets so complicated. Under the arm, I feel so devalued unless I have a lot of money. Top of the head, I associate my value with money. Good. Take a deep breath. So even if it's true that you grew up watching people value wealthy people more than poor people, you can change that. You can change that vibrational connection in your body and mind, and you'll feel so free when you do. You can clean up your vibration around money at any point. These are limiting beliefs. They're all electric and energetic, and we can change them. Go back to the eyebrow point and let's tap with some positive statements and notice what happens. If I say anything positive and you get a reaction that's negative to it, write the statement down, and then you can use that as a tapping sequence that you feel upset about. Eyebrow, what if I'm worthy with or without money? Side of the eye, what if I'm worthy whether I have money or not? Under the eye, I wonder if I'm already valuable. Under the nose, I'm worthy right now. Chin, what if I'm worthy with or without money? Collarbone, what if I have incredible value and self-esteem and worth, regardless of what's in my bank account? Under the arm, I am enough. Top of the head, I am valuable. Eyebrow, I love feeling worthy. Side of the eye, I have personal value. Under the eye, I have personal worth. Under the nose, my personality is abundant. Chin, I have so much personal value. Collarbone, I have so much personal worth. Under the arm, I am worth everything. Top of the head, with or without money, I feel valued. Take a breath. Good. You may want to keep tapping on this topic and come up with some other statements that match your situation or your belief system, because the more we can unhook this unhealthy attachment of personal worth to net worth, the sooner you will be able to vibrate in a fabulous place and bring wonderful opportunities that are financially abundant to you. Remember, we're cleaning up your vibration around money.